It's time once again for Sports Talk. I'm your host, KOSU's Michael Cross, along with sportscaster and journalist Brent Weber. Brent, let's start with breaking news. As NBA Commissioner Adam Silver banned LA Clippers owner Donald Sterling for life and fines him $2.5 million for Sterling's racist remarks. Your thoughts on the punishment?
I'm shocked at the clarity and the depth and the lifetime ban. And as a fan and a journalist, I'm extremely pleased with Adam Silver's move. Listen, he made it very clear. I am the commissioner of the most powerful professional sports entity on planet Earth. The professional soccer leagues in Europe aside, the NBA behind Disney arguably is the best known entertainment entity in the history of mankind. And so the hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars, if you just want to think of it that way, may rest in it. But he acted quickly. When Pete Rose was banned for life, that didn't happen overnight. Of course, he wasn't active. He was active. He had been manager of the Reds and right. So on. But, you know, that did the game was so big. But if this thing had been allowed to fester during the playoffs without clarity and legal clarity, this man's a very good lawyer who runs this organization. He made it clear this is his decision. He did not take a straw poll of other NBA owners as he made this choice. What we do know, and I can tell you from my own professional background covering the Clippers and the NBA for CNN and in the Los Angeles market for many years, that you will get over the coming months, and who knows, and I don't want to say who cares, we care. Mm-hmm. But you will get an awful lot of people stepping forward and saying this is a life of behavior for Sterling. Clearly, Adam Silver made that decision based on their investigation. Good for the NBA. Good for the fans. Good for the leagues. Good for the team. Donald Sterling, I have no personal connection to him whatsoever. But, you know, I think that it's being meted out properly. They are a business, and they have the right to protect their business at the highest level. And clearly, Donald Sterling's past behavior coming to a head in however this came out is a completely different issue. I made the remark, and I heard, I'll give credit to Dan Patrick on the Dan Patrick Show for using the particular example. You know, you can say what you want about the investigation into Nixon, you know, whether or not things, it doesn't matter. It's out there. He's a public figure who owns a company that is affects millions and millions of people, and actually billions of people are fans mm-hmm. of the NBA around the world. So very impressed, and the personal statement, and I got to tell you, I think that this will, moving forward, allow the NBA to really rise and shine and get us quickly back on the games during the playoffs without shuffling aside the issue. This issue is going to remain on the forefront, and it should. Listen, this is an African-American based professional entity, except for the ownership groups.
Yeah.
And the NBA has done a better job of putting African-Americans in leadership positions, running teams, running franchises, coaching teams, than any other sports franchise league in the world. So the NBA is a leader. Their players are multi-ethnic, largely African-American. However, multi-ethnic is really important. Players from all over the world, and that's mm-hmm. why they're so popular. So I could go on and on, yeah. but I'm impressed.
And there will be more, of course, not often that the sports becomes news, but every now and then it does, and we have to take care of that. Now, let's get back to the game. The first round of the NBA playoffs is certainly a nail-biter, unless you're a Miami Heat fan. Now, we are recording this on Tuesday, so we don't know the results of Game 5 yet. Let's just talk about the 2-2 start against the Grizzlies. Was this to be expected?
The Eastern Conference is so weak in the NBA this year, as weak as it's ever been. And the West is so competitive and fun and deep. The Thunder, not the only franchise that finds themselves 2-2 or in that. Miami is the only group they're rolling. And frankly, they ought to roll.
Yeah.
There's no surprise other than Miami in the East. I don't care who wins any of those other games. The Bulls aren't that great. I didn't expect them to win. The Pacers have been a nightmare, so I didn't expect them to roll past the Hawks. And it's not going to happen. Yeah. So the fact is the Thunder, this is what they're built for. Let's find out. I believe that their depth and their pieces are there. I do not believe that their losses and struggles to this point are indicative of the way they will play in future series. I think it has to do with matchups with Memphis. And I do believe that over a seven-game series, the Thunder will shine. I will say this, that if the Thunder shoots 37% or whatever, you can't blame Scott Brooks.
Right.
Any team whose two stars are not able to throw it in the ocean, you got a problem. And so I don't blame Scott Brooks. His rotation is messed up. Mm-hmm. Because his big guys aren't playing their game. And so I think he has the pieces to match. I wouldn't be surprised if we see almost that. I wanted to say this might be my new thing. I'm going to see if I can get it to go. More cowbell. More Nick Collison. I wouldn't be surprised to see because as their center, Collison can make them faster. And that's what they want to do. They want to be faster. They want to push the ball. They want to play their game. And Collison is able to get them out and running a little more than Kendrick is. So I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get more cowbell, more country basketball star Nick Collison, and that's my only prediction the rest of that series.
Now, as we mentioned last week, the Thunder isn't the only Oklahoma City team in the playoffs. The Barons hockey team is heading into Game 3 Wednesday night, down 2-0 to the Texas Stars in a must-win situation. With the rest of the games just outside of Austin, is there any hope there?
Yeah, it's tough. Boy, they lost those games in overtime at home. I feel for the Barons franchise because even their ownership group has been so focused on their soccer franchise starting that we kind of forget that the Barons were there and had a fun season, and I'm a little disappointed in that. They didn't sell out their playoff games, right. And so not even close. And so I think that they have to, moving forward, make a decision, how they're going to promote the Barons because they're a playoff team. They could have easily won those games. The playoff overtime is different than the overtime that the AHL uses during the regular season. However, they didn't have great success this year in the extra time. And so I don't think that's clearly has not changed. And, it'd be great to see them win, but they'd have to win three in Texas. And I don't see that happening. Still was a remarkable year. There still was a lot of talent, the Barons. And I think the franchise moving forward needs to address some things like ticket prices and so on, but I hope hockey has a long haul here, for sure.
So one season ends, but another begins as the Oklahoma City Energy Football Club made its home field appearance last Saturday night against the Orlando City Lions. Now, how did the team do?
Well, let's remember, okay, Orlando City Lions, unbeaten on the year, defending champions, tough team to open up with. And you know what? It was a sellout at Bishop McGinnis High School, only 4,200-something seats. So that was well-determined. You got so much happiness. And, you had the right experience. People were positive. The Twitter stuff and Facebook stuff was, oh, look, we're making history. We'll see where they are next year. I hope those fans are there. I hope when they get a stadium built that they'll play in, that the fans will be there. Soccer is long-term a tough sell beyond 4,000 seats. And I'm not saying that because I'm anti-soccer. I love soccer, and I like what the ownership group has done. But they are going to have to rely heavily on their MLS friends. They're going to have to win, and they're going to have to keep spending money in marketing. But I'm glad that the community has embraced them. Obviously, soccer has made it at a different level here in the United States. I mean, in Oklahoma, we got great family support, great school support, but that's different than who goes out and buys tickets to see a team or another team come into the city. I hope they continue to do well. They'll be home in a couple of weeks. They have to go to Orlando to play on the road next, and that'll be a tough game. But they didn't stink. They didn't get, blown out or anything, and I think the fans are embracing them. So they'll have a little bit of a honeymoon period. And winning, losing, probably not as important as a good, wholesome family experience like the Thunder enjoys in the town, and that's what this market will demand.
There we go. Brent Weber is a freelance journalist and sportscaster and author of The Sports Guy, Scorecard Scribblings from an Ordinary Journalist. You can find Brent on his website at scorecardscribblings.com.